Welcome aboard the Story Ark. I'm your captain, Kenny Mears, and let's take a voyage together. When most of us think of bears, we usually think of a beloved stuffed teddy bear from our childhood. I know I had a few. But bears are bad news out in the wild, and Dave has a few warnings and a few stories of why you should never mess with bears. Here's Dave with his story.
My name's Dave Farnsworth. I live in Sandy, Utah, and I've been asked to speak on what type of adventures I've had. And I love to be out of doors. I love to be on mountaintops. I love to hike on trails, and I like to be run rivers. Of course, anytime you're out of doors, you have to be aware of the various risks that you may encounter as you're going about your adventures. For an example, if you were out on a hike and you came into a meadow, and what if you looked across the meadow and there was a bear? Now, you need to know the proper procedure to how to behave around that bear. The first thing you want to do is just kind of move away from the bear, keep watching the bear, and kind of back up off the trail. And likely as not, if that bear happens to see you, he's going to turn and do the same thing and kind of move off in the other direction. If there happens to be a bear cub around, make sure that you do not get between that bear cub and that mama bear, because that mama bear is very protective of that little cub, and you're going to find yourself in trouble. If the bear becomes aggressive, then you want to stand tall and look like you're bigger than you are, and maybe even pound your chest and act like you're big and strong and all that. What you don't want to do is run. If you run, that mama bear is going to look at you and assume that there's something worth catching there, and so she'll chase you. And in an out-and-out foot race between you and that bear, odds are the bear is going to win. So those are just some tips that we've learned over the years as we've been out of doors. And I really can't end talking about these bears without telling you about my Uncle Hal. His real name's Harold, but Uncle Hal had a unique characteristic in that he had what they call animal magnetism. Why, when he was out in the woods, he'd have a circle of birds circling around his head, and the squirrels and the chipmunks would come up and get close to him, because they just for some reason the animals were attracted to him. The other unique thing about Hal is that he was always trying to figure a way to turn this animal magnetism characteristic of his into cash. I mean, he always was looking for a shortcut business-wise, where he could find some way that he didn't have to work and it could generate for cash. And his mind was always buzzing with new ideas and things that he could do. But one day he was out on a hike, and he comes up into that meadow and looked across, and there was a little bear cub sitting out in the middle of that, eating berries off of a bush. And he kind of watched that bear cub. He didn't want to go ahead and get close to it in case there was a mother bear around. But he waited for what he said was a pretty long time, which for him means 2 or 3 minutes. And then his mind starts to working on this idea. He says, you know, if a feller could get himself a bear cub and train it, so teach it some tricks. And, you know, because of his animal magnetism, he figured he would have a head start in being able to take this little bear cub and turn him into something. And then people pay a good dollar to see these tricks of this full-grown bear. And he kept thinking about how he could do this and turn that little cub into something that maybe make him a little bit of money. And so he figures, well, let's just go over and see if the bear cub likes me. And so he starts walking into the meadow. Never did see the mama bear at that point in time. Well, the bear cub looks up, and there might have been a little bit of attraction to it, but I think that bear cub was used to following its mother's advice, which is stranger danger. And so the little bear cub figures, well, this guy's about as strange as they come. And so he takes off and heads out of the meadow. Well, just like if you run from a bear, Hal figures, if that little cub's running away from me, I ought to chase it. So he chases it out of the meadow, and they come into this big grove of trees. Now, in the middle of this grove of trees, there had been at one time in history a huge tree. I mean, we're talking something that probably got struck by lightning, and the lightning dirt burned down into it. So now it was a stump maybe 6 to 10 feet tall, and it was hollow inside. And he's looking around, and he can't find that little cub anywhere. He can't see it. And he walks over to that stump and walks around it a few times, and he can hear there's something inside that stump that's fallen down inside there. So he kind of climbs up some branches and what have you, the stumps of branches, and looks over, and I'll be darned if that little bear cub is down in that the hole in that inside of that tree. Well, so he kind of lets himself down into this bear cub, figuring he's going to rescue the bear cub. And then, of course, he'll have the bear cub that he can train ticks and make lots of money. Well, he gets down there, and that little bear cub didn't have quite the same vision of the future that he did. And bears have sharp teeth, and they got claws, and this isn't turning out quite the way he thought it would. And then he gets to looking, and the outside of this old tree stump was studded with where branches were, and there were places that you could grab hold of and climb up on, but the inside was pretty darn smooth, and there wasn't any way to get out. And this little bear cub was just starting to claw him and to bite for him, and he's thinking, this isn't such a good idea. This is maybe I've made a mistake here, and I can't figure out how to get out of here. Just then, he sees the backside of the mama bear coming down. She had heard the commotion, seen what was going on, and she was coming down at the inside of that stump in order to rescue her bear cub. And, of course, because of the smoothness on the inside, she had to come down butt first. Well, he's thinking, mama bear gets down here, and I'm in big trouble. He's thinking, what can I do? Well, he, like most people when they're out hiking, he had a utility knife on him. And it's pretty sharp, and he takes that knife out, and he sees as the mama bear starts coming down, he pokes her with this knife. And the mama bear, of course, feels that pain, and she climbs back, shoots back up to the top. In the meantime, Hal grabs her little tail, and that, of course, pulls him up so that he's now on the very edge. And they both the bear and Hal, fall out of the tree stump. And, of course, it's a pretty good little drop down to the ground, and they kind of, you know, a little bit stunned as they hit the ground, and they stand up and brush themselves off. And he's thinking, wow, at least I didn't break anything getting out of there. And mama bear probably was thinking something close to that. And then the mama bear looks over and sees Hal, and she figures he's the cause of this problem right here. So she starts to chase him. Now, in an out and out flat going across the meadow type race, that mama bear is going to win. Hal knows this. I mean, he's been out of doors a lot, and he knows his way around. So what he's doing is he's going around the tree. Now, bear takes a few minutes to get around that tree as well. As they're running around, the bear had kind of come up and claw at him. And, of course, he'd run extra fast, and he'd find himself running up so that he was almost coming up behind the bear. And then, of course, he'd get tired, and mama bear would come around. This went on for a couple times around the tree. He's thinking, this can't go on forever. And he still has that knife in his hand. And he's thinking, well, gosh, something's got to change here. And so as he comes up, the next time he catches up to the mama bear, and he takes that knife and he cuts off a big chunk of meat off of her backside and just drops it there in the middle of the trail. Mama bear goes around, and she sees that piece of meat, and she eats it. Well, she come around, they do that again, and he cuts off another piece of it. She comes around and sees another piece of meat, and she eats it. Well, this went on and on most of the day until, well, finally, that mama bear just ate herself to death. Now, another story, since we're talking about bears, is I got to tell you about Willie Farnsworth. And he was another cousin, and Willie Farnsworth was a real good member of the church. And he had two loves. One was the church, and the other was he loved to hunt. I mean, he hunted deer, and he hunted elk, and he hunted ducks. And him and his brother, every year, they'd put in for a permit to hunt bear. Now, they didn't figure they'd ever draw out, because it's just something that doesn't happen very often. You'd go your whole lifetime and never get one of those permits. There's only a half dozen maybe in the entire state that get drawn out on that. One day, Willie is called into the state president's office. And the state president said, we're going to have a change in the bishopric, and your name has come up, and we'd like to ask you to be the bishop. Now, you do understand that if you accept this, that this is a commitment of your time. I mean, we know you like to hunt, and you're gone quite a few of the weekends with your hunting, but this is a commitment, and your first priority is to the Lord. So if you take this, you need to be aware of that. And so he goes home, and he talks to his wife, and his real name was William B. Farnsworth. So they kind of changed his name to William B. because that was more noteworthy as being the bishop of the ward. And he accepted the calling and became the bishop of the ward. And he served very well. If they did hunting, they did it during the week. And him and his brother were getting along fine. And But just because of the tradition of putting in a permit to get a permit to hunt bear, he figured they're still going to put it in. Odds are they weren't going to get it. And so they both put in permits to hunt bear. And I'll be darned if his name doesn't draw out. And he's now got a permit to go hunting bear. Well, he figures in the back of his mind, I mean, you know how your mind works. He's thinking, maybe this is the Lord blessing me for being a good bishop and for doing my duties. And so he gets his brother, and they go out the first of the week. And on Monday, they start hunting bear up in the area where they were allowed to do this. And hey, they didn't see a single sign. Monday comes along. Tuesday comes along. Wednesday. And they keep going further and further back into the woods looking for a sign of the bear. And they run across another hiker. And he says, if you go up into this next valley over, I saw some sign of a bear up in that area. And so there might be some there. Now it's Thursday, Friday. So they work their way up into that part of the country. And now it's Saturday. And they're starting to see a little bit of sign of this bear. And they're thinking they're so close. And they're a long way from their truck. It had taken 2 or 3 days just to hike back out of there to get back to their truck anyway. So they're pretty well committed to do this even on Sunday. And they said, well, we'll just maybe have our own little sacrament meeting on Sunday and take care of it that way. And I'll be darned. So they get up Sunday morning, and I'll be darned if he doesn't see a bear out across this meadow. And so he goes over hunting the bear, and he gets closer and he gets closer. And he pulls his rifle up and he aims it at that bear and pulls the trigger, and it goes click. Well, the bear heard that click. It did not fire around. So I figures, well, something's wrong either with my gun or with the ammunition. So he cocks it again, and he gets another click off. By now, that bear's coming for him. He knows that it's him or William B. Farnsworth that's going to win this little battle. And so finally, he realizes he can't trust his gun, or he drops the gun, and he starts running away. He drops down off of this little bit of almost a cliff, and there's a stream down there, and he's starting to go across that stream, and all of a sudden he feels the claw of that bear on his back, and it pushes him over, and now he's finding himself face down in the water, and he turns his head to catch a breath of air, and he hears a deep gravelly voice, and he's being held down into the water by the bear, and what he hears is the bear say, "And thank you, Lord, for this meal with which you have provided me with. May I provide me with the nutrition, and may I use it to do good. Amen." And that was the last thing that William B. Farnsworth ever heard.
The Story Arc is a production of Food for Thought Audio. This episode was written, produced, and edited by me, Kenny Mears. We'd like to thank today's storyteller, Dave, for sharing his story. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, YouTube, or Instagram, or wherever you listen to podcasts, for more content. And until next time, thanks for listening.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with high-quality Schlage door locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi-compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered. With more than 200 options of Schlage door locks in stock, save big on all door locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.